Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and in the studios with us, we have two people in the studio. Andy Thole, Marketing Director at Madison Healthcare Services, join us. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You're kind of a regular on the program here.
Well, once in a while.
Yeah.
About every month, right?
Right. Well, you brought a friend with you today.
I did. I brought Marissa Flynn, our Director of Nursing for the Care Center.
Hi, Marissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you enjoying the summer?
I am.
Good. And we got, what do we got? Dragon Fest coming up.
We got Dragon Fest coming up next week. And I got a question for you, Paul.
What's that?
What's better than a taco?
I don't know. What's better than a taco?
A free taco.
A free taco. And, okay, tell us about it.
We are so excited to taco about how much we love our patients because at Madison Healthcare Services, Paul, we are Nacho Average Clinic. Get it? Not your average
clinic. You got to work with him every day.
Every day. So in order to talk about how much we love our patients, we are hosting a new event for us this year. It's going to be taking place during Dragon Fest. It will be next week, Thursday, July 10th. And we're inviting the public, our patients, everyone in Madison and the surrounding area to come out and join us for a free meal. We are going to be serving tacos, walking tacos, street tacos, wow. Itty-bitty churros. Yeah, itty-bitty churros. Okay. We're going to be serving it right out on the clinic lawn. That will be Thursday, July 10th. We'll be serving from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, we want everyone to come out. It's our way of showing our appreciation for our patients. And everyone in the community, we are very blessed for our community, the support that we receive, and we are trying to give back to them a little bit. So we are inviting everyone out to come and join us for that taco.
All right. Great idea. Who comes up with these ideas?
Me.
Yeah.
You do?
No.
Okay. All right. Great idea, Andy.
So that's what we're doing next week during Dragon Fest. Okay. So we want to make sure that everyone comes out. I did bring Marissa with me here today. She is here to talk about something, a service that we have through the care center that not a lot of people know about. And we want to make sure that the public really becomes aware of it because it is something that can help a lot of families. So the program is called Adult Day Services. And Marissa is kind of here to explain what Adult Day Services is and what it can do to benefit your family.
All right. The floor is yours, Marissa.
All right. So, like Andy said, it's a program at the care center. It offers a truly unique experience designed with both your loved one and your family in mind. We provide more than just personal care assistance, including bathing, meals, recreation, and socialization. And we offer a safe, welcoming space where your loved one can enjoy meaningful companionship and connection. It also serves as a valuable respite for the caregiver, giving you peace of mind knowing your loved one is in a trusted, familiar environment cared for by all of our staff. Whether you're looking for regular support or occasional care, we'll work with you to create a schedule that meets your needs. And best of all, our services are both affordable and easy to get started with. So to learn more or to enroll, give me a call at 320-598-7551. Ask for Marissa and I'll be happy to help take you on the next step.
And the best part about this service is it can be done anytime during the week. So it might be just a few hours so that you can step out. And I know, Paul, you know, might need to get a haircut or something like that, right? Yeah. So you can step out, head to the beauty shop. We can care for that loved one that you are working so hard 24 hours a day to care for. And we can be that support for you so that you can get a little bit of time away. So it really is designed for caregiver respite. So you can come. Leave your loved one with us for those few hours, whether it's all day or just for an hour so you can get to the grocery store. We kind of step into that role that you were providing for them at home. While you run your errands, while you run your groceries. And the nice thing is we can do a few extra things for them too. So maybe bathing is hard, right? So it's that's something that's challenging for you to do at home. We can have them come use our beautiful spa room and they can have a jetted bathtub experience while you're off at the grocery store. We can get all those personal cares taken care of during that time. And then you can come back and you don't have to worry about that for home. So it's a really, really great program. We want to make sure that the public is aware of it. We have some of our clients now that are utilizing it. It's great. Their families bring them up to us. We care for them while they're doing anything that they need to do in town. And then they just kind of bring them back home. So it's a nice short respite during the daytime hours. We've got flexible times that they can come and go. So it's really something that we want to promote and make sure that the community is aware of, because it's a really great service.
Marissa, is this something new then, or have you done been doing it for a while, or when did it start?
We kind of picked it back up over the last year. Our staffing has been significantly better.
Yep.
So we were just kind of looking at other ways that we can help the community, and this was one that we wanted to re-implement and get going again.
So if somebody wants to use this service, how does that happen? How can they get a hold of you? Do they need a doctor's recommendation, or how does that work?
So I take care of all of the medical piece of it, you know, kind of getting a brief medical history. I do have a paper application, but it can also talk just over the phone. And like Andy said, it can be for anybody who has a caregiver at home, or anybody who is caregiving for somebody at home to drop their loved one off. It's very
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. Caregiving is a very hard thing, right? I don't think a lot of people talk enough about that, how hard it is on someone.
No, it's 24 hours. You're that sole caregiver for that person at home, and 24 hours a day, that's a really hard thing for you to maintain all the time. And this is just a brief respite for you to be able to leave them with a trusted caregiver, which is the care center, which everyone, we know what we're doing up there.
Yep.
So you can leave them with us, and we care for them, and you can get on with your day that you need to do. And if you do have any questions, it's easy enough to reach out to us. Our phone number is 320-598-7551. And if you ask for adult day services or ask for Marissa, we'll get you connected. We can answer all those questions for you.
That is a great service. I think that's much needed in our community, isn't it?
Yes, much needed in the community.
I know at the Madison Merck, Chris used to have a group that got together about caregiving, and a lot of people showed up for that.
Yep, so we're here to support them in that way, that they can, you know, get away for a little bit, kind of rest and recharge their own batteries during the day, get those errands that they need to get done. And it's really a safety thing, too. So instead of leaving them home alone, they can come stay with us for a little bit. You can get your get on with what you need to do for the day and just kind of come pick them back up.
Good. So just contact you or Marissa, or call that number that you mentioned, right, Marissa?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I do this every time I do a Wellness Wednesday. I always ask each person, what do you like about working at Madison Healthcare Services? What do you like about working there, Marissa? And you're the director of nursing for the care center, right?
Correct. Yep.
How long have you been in that position?
It'll be 2 years this fall.
Okay.
I absolutely love it. It's a very difficult role with a very high turnover rate, actually, in the care center, or every care center. But I love it.
I think that's all over the country, actually.
So my goal is for longevity, and I love the residents. They're like our own grandmas and grandpas.
Yep.
And then the staff have been awesome too. They've worked with me as I grow in the role, and
Good.
And Andy, I guess.
You have to work with Andy, right? Andy, what about you? What do you like about working at Madison Healthcare Services?
So I have to say the variety, right? So last week I was out in the middle of Lacaparo Lake with five of our residents. We were out fishing for the afternoon. So I went from that to this week we're planning for tacos for next week. I got a parade to do. I get to see the smiles on all of our patients and residents' faces during the day. It's really the variety for me. So I'm all about supporting Madison Healthcare Services, and I really enjoy the variety that I get to do.
That's right. And both of you do a great job at your job. That's for sure. So, hey, talk about the taco thing again.
All right. One more reminder. So, again, we want to talk about how much we love our patients, because, you know, we are Nacho Average Clinic.
That's right.
And we want everyone in the community to come out, join us Thursday, July 10th. That is going to be right outside on the clinic lawn. You're going to see all of our tents out there. You're going to see a lot of fun activity happening out there. Come join us for either street taco or walking taco. We've got itty bitty churros. We've got a lot of fun out there. It is a completely free meal. Just show up and enjoy the day. It's hopefully we're going to have a nice weather out there. If we do have to get rained in, we're going to move it indoors, and we've got plenty of space to do that in, but we're hoping to be right out on that clinic lawn, sitting in the sunshine, eating a taco.
All right. You a taco lover, Marissa?
I am.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, not really, but I'll serve them.
And if you want to drop your loved one off for adult day services that day while you go eat a taco, we're open to
that. You can do that, too. Oh, that's pretty cool.
There we go.
Awesome. All right, thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
That's Marissa Flynn, Director of Nursing at the Madison Healthcare Services, and Andy Thole, Marketing Director. And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.